Falling in love at a gas station. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
My name is Sasha.
Sasha, why are you giving me that look?
There was no falling in love at the gas station. I can't believe you said that.
I heard you had an encounter this Labor Day at a gas station. It was all over Facebook. It was trending. It was unbelievable.
How much people enjoyed that post. I was on my way to my day two of the day three soccer tournament.
Right.
That only didn't turn into day four because my son's team lost every single game and was blown out every single game. And my son was so upset and angry and frustrated. But
how were you feeling based on that?
That's why I can sit here. That's why I sat with you yesterday on Labor Day planning out our show, because I had the day three. I felt badly for him about the blowouts, but I kept thinking, if there's an upside in him being psychologically traumatized by this experience, it's that Monday I will not be driving 45 minutes each way to a game in 120 degree heat, 200% humidity.
Right. Exactly. Well, of course, you're exaggerating a little bit on the weather. It's not quite that hot, but I'm sure it felt that way sitting there.
It feels that hot.
Right.
Sasha has her own temperature controls.
Right. So,
my husband once pointed out many years ago when we were early in our marriage that I have, he calls it a TTZ. A temperature tolerance zone.
Right.
And he said, I only have a TTZ of 4 degrees, 68 to 72. Once you get below 68 or above 72, I completely freak out and cannot function. So with only a 4 degree tolerability zone, you can imagine my dismay when it's 90s and 100s.
This explains everything for the past years and years. Had I known this before, oh my God, how could you keep this nugget from me?
I never warned you about my husband diagnosed disorder of TTZ.
Right. So you were at the soccer tournament, getting back, because I'm not forgetting about you falling in love at the gas station. No, exactly. Nice try there. But so you were at a gas station. Pumping your own gas? Is that what was going on at that point?
Of course. I was pumping my own gas because we don't live in New Jersey.
Right.
But shout out to one of our listeners.
Happy birthday.
Richard Zuckerman. Happy birthday.
Yeah, the man who solved the market. It was his birthday yesterday. Happy birthday. Again, you're trying to deflect on you.
I am. Happy birthday, Gregory Zuckerman. And thank you for coming on our show. I hope we sold a few books for you. So I was pumping gas. I was dangerously on E. I should say perilously on E with about 14 miles to go.
Right.
And I had 30 miles more to drive to the soccer tournament. So I was pumping my gas and this man came out of the place where you pay and buy bad for you snacks. And he was smiling at me and he was remarkably handsome and in really good shape, like, other than you, who's in really good shape.
Thank you.
But for a man in like his 40s, he was in, I'm going to guess 40s, maybe 30s. I don't know. You think he was 40s. Really good shape with like soap opera good looks, dressed well. At this age, I'm like, the only reason this guy would be talking to me is that he wants to chop me up in little pieces or something.
How do you know he wasn't a shy Community News fan who is so excited to meet you and see you in the flesh that he didn't know what to do at that point?
You know,
it could have been that.
That hadn't even occurred to me till you wrote on the thread, maybe a Community News fan. And then I was like, huh, maybe I should have been my more friendly, usual Sasha self where I'm friendly to listeners and townspeople. But I don't know. I just got like a heebie-jeebie feeling from this.
Isn't it worth the possibility of getting chopped into a million pieces to greet one of your fans and say hello and give them that thrill that they're actually seeing you?
Absolutely not.
No.
Maybe if I was feeling depressed, it would be. Right. When I'm in a depressed mode.
Well, you were on day two or three of the soccer tournament. So if that's not depression, I don't know what is.
I was able to keep my mood okay because I found a way to get through it. Part of it was sitting in the car in my air conditioning for a lot of the game. And I told my son, he's not just learning it on the show. It was too hot for me. So I only sat out there for 10 minutes each game And then I was in my car with the air conditioning
now,
on.
Now, during that 10 minutes, was there any commotion or no?
My son took a header, game two and game three.
No, I'm talking commotion by you, not by him.
I'm saying I had to hold back from my commotion that I wanted to make, which is like, what the fuck? Why is my kid getting injured in this stupid game?
Uh-huh. But you held back?
I held back. I was quiet. I said nothing.
Was that while you were in the car in the air conditioning, or were you actually out there at that point when it was happening?
Well, the second one I was out there for. The third one, I get a call from him. He's like, my coach said to call you. I just took a header, and I have to sit out the rest of the game. They won't let me play. And I'm like, should I get you? Do you want to come in the air-conditioned car? I was like, oh, I think you should get in the air-conditioned, not sit in the hot sun now and be done. But he's like, no, I'm going to watch the rest of the game. And I was like,
I think we should go home.
I was trying. I was like, it's not good for you to be out in the sun. He said that the coach said you got to keep an eye on him for tomorrow. And I was like, yeah, you might have a concussion. Let's get you in the car now. But he wasn't doing it.
It wasn't buying that.
He wasn't. But I was thinking, Paul, what must this coach think? The kid, poor kid, takes a header and they're looking around for the parents and mom's not even out there. Mom's sitting in the air conditioned car and he has to call me on the phone.
Mom's texting her new boyfriend from the gas station.
Exactly. No, I'm telling you, I was hightailing it out of there. A younger, I was thinking of some of my young friends when I was younger and how we would probably have ended up at a party with that guy and his friends.
Right.
You know, dancing on a tabletop. But.
Well, were you dressed like Mrs. Roper, like you were for the pool, or how were you?
I was dressed in a long blue dress down to my toes, a cami dress.
An evening gown? Fancy.
Blue cotton and fancy for the soccer. No, but you know what? I met a mom at the soccer tournament that I went to college with and I haven't seen in 31 years. Wow. And yeah, and she had on a team shirt for her son's team. And I said, wow, that's so cute. I'm like, none of the teams my kid has ever been on have made like mom shirts. And she's like, you're kidding me. She said all of her teams do. She lives in another town. And I guess that's why her son, she said, went to state championships last year and won every game at the tournament. And my poor kid's team had a blowout every game. So
You got to go home on Monday, on Sunday, and not have to worry about going back on Monday of Labor Day. So think about it that way.
For me, seeing how upset he was, I don't know. All I wondered is, does mom swag make the teams actually play better? Somehow, does that the mom's cheering section with the matching shirts actually make those kids' teams play better?
Why don't we have a Community News logo put on the kids' shirts as
Good
sponsored
idea.
By Community News?
And then Chargers on the front. And then bling, some rhinestones. We can get one of those
Perfect.
Blue guns.
Even better. Sounds wonderful.
Yes. Let's bejewel them. Sorry.
School is starting this week for most kids. Are you all set to be a at-school-at-home mom? Are your kids all ready? Schedules all in? Books all done?
They're ready. Their beds are made. They'll be sitting on their beds.
Right.
Doing their schoolwork for the day. For 8 hours a day.
Sounds perfect. For all those parents out there, good luck for the school year. I don't know what else. I did nothing Labor Day weekend. I was just being
Did you stay inside, really? Or did you go golf? I bet you golfed and you like got another hole in one or something.
No
fancy.
Hole in one. I golfed one time. I was catching up on all your Facebook postings from the past year. And being amused by those, and that's what I did.
I've only been doing one a day. I've been very careful not to overpost.
I've been staying out of town because I don't know what college students are coming back that are infected from colleges that are throwing kids out. So I'm staying in the house. I did nothing Labor Day, and it was fine
well,
with me.
That's what you like. Well, between the college kids that are infected that are in town and all the New Yorkers that have moved here over the summer while they flee New York City, there's quite a lot of hustle and bustle in Townport. I've had two different town porters say to me they're worried about the state of the town with all the influx of New Yorkers. They're worried that they're going to bring with them certain ways that are not welcome.
Should we then – okay. Last business idea. Should we set up some sort of Townport code of ethics that we could teach people who are new residents. We could almost have a welcome to Townport. This is how you have to act. This is how you should act type of class that we can do. No, you don't like that one.
As a class?
Yes.
We could teach a Zoom class with that. What was funny to me was that one of them was saying they were worried that these people that were moving from New York were going to bring a lot of entitlement and obnoxiousness with them. And I was like, oh, sweetie, if you haven't noticed, that's been here for 20, 40 years.
Right, but, exactly.
You know, I thought that was funny. She's worried that the new New Yorkers may just tip the entitlement obnoxious factor over the top.
I don't think that would be possible. I don't think it could be tipped any further than it is at this point. So.
Yeah, I didn't think so either, but I didn't want to burst her bubble, you know?
So anyway, so that was it. It was exciting Labor Day weekend for you. Soccer, well, falling in love, sweating, sitting in the car. What could be bad?
I did not fall in love. I will say it just occurred to me that it was the first time I even found a grown-up man attractive. We're getting old, Paul. Like, I haven't found any grown-up men besides you, but you're taken attractive.
Right.
And, you know, my husband.
Right.
He's taken.
Right.
Usually if I see anyone attractive, they're in their 20s, but it was eye-opening to go, oh, someone could be attractive at this age. And coincidentally, in the same week, someone offered to introduce me to a matchmaker in town. So I don't know. Maybe it's all connected.
I'm not even going to touch that one on this episode.
Someone literally wrote me that on Facebook. I was like,
Make me a match. Anyway, on that note, have a great week. I hope the kids do well in school. We're going to get a report next Tuesday to find out how you did, if you're still surviving it, and what's going on if you've been chopped up, if you're not here. I guess that's what I'll assume happened.
That man should not know where I am. I zoomed out of there, and I gave him no digits, no information. So
perfect.
Okay.
Anyway, it's pleasure. As always, Sasha, my name is Paul.
My name is Sasha.
It's been a great community news. I'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, Paul, and we love you, community.
Take care.
Bye.